The Chicago Bears select Darnell Wright, offensive tackle, Tennessee.
Excited with Darnell. You know, a player that we can add to our offensive line and continue to get better up front, big athletic guy, physical. The one thing that stands out with him, he's a tone setter. He plays with an edge to him, which we love, we want more of. So he's definitely going to add that to our front. Versatile guy, he can play left, right. He's played guard before as well. You know, this was a really cool experience to go through with him. We had him at the Senior Bowl, really stood out there, brought him in for a combine interview, did a really nice job there. And then we had the, you know, his private workout that Simo and I went down and worked him out, which was a really big piece. You know, there's an attitude, there's a mental toughness that you have to play this game. With him, you know, I kind of joke around, we brought him to deep water to see if he could swim or not, and he accepted the challenge, and he showed us the grit and the mental toughness to be able to fight through fatigue and all of those things that we look for. So it was a really good experience from start to finish. A guy that we were comfortable with as being the top tackle in the draft, so we're pumped about that. Yeah, that's, you know, I knew that question would come up. I think what I'd rather do with that is just stick with talking about Darnell. We felt comfortable that was the guy that we wanted. You know, even though Philly, you know, we did the swap with Philly, we felt really good about that.
We want to thank each and every one of you who joined us for our live draft watch along as the Chicago Bears made their pick at number 10. If you missed that video, make sure you check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/thesportscubicle, or search us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Sports From The Couch. But it has happened. The Bears have made their pick in this year's NFL draft. After trading down from number 1 to number 9, they made another trade to the Philadelphia Eagles, moving down one spot from 9 to 10. And oh boy, there's a storyline that we need to get to about that. Devin Tingle is going to join us live in just 1 second. You're here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and Dan Marver throughout the entire show. Thank you all so much for making us a part of you. Now, thank you all for the birthday love you have sent us. We appreciate you, and we appreciate Sheets and Giggles for sponsoring the watch along and this segment of the Bears reaction, making their pick, having their new right tackle at Darnell Wright at number 10 from Tennessee. We're going to get to all that, Devin Tingle's opinions and thoughts, but I want to just get this out really quickly as we did an hour and 40 minutes live. But I think, to me, for a lot of people, the hard part is going to be Jalen Carter, the talent, how tantalizing it was to see him fall to you. I think what we have to question is, why did he fall to you? We know that there were character issues. We know that this entire legal situation that happened leading up to the draft had a lot to do with it. But then there was also the out of shape stuff, the does he want it stuff, a lot of the weird, cringy things that people talk about when people are scouting these people, and then we're talking about young black men. But usually in the NFL, that doesn't really matter if at the end of the day you can ball. And these teams believe you can. And from 1 to 9, they didn't. And in the position the Chicago Bears are right now, they couldn't afford that. Now, this is something I'm going to ask Devin in a little bit. This is something I think we all kind of have a reckoning to is, did you want the Bears to pick Jalen Carter at number 9? I think, of course, in any other situation, if this was fantasy football, if this was Madden, heck, if things were kind of a little bit easier, not so choppy, I think you would have hands down have done it. I thought they were going to hands down do it if he fell down to them. I do think they had in back of their mind, though, whether it was Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, Kevin Warren, the idea of culture that they kept speaking about, that this is what they're trying to do. They want the right guys, the right fit, and character was going to be a big attribute when they made these picks. But Matt Eberflus, the guy whose kind of job is on the line when all things come and go, because Ryan Poles is going to have a little bit more of a window within his job, that he needed a 3 technique, that he treasures it, that that's the big thing on his defense, and yet they didn't go in that direction. So I would love to know the truth, if we can have some truth serum. Why did 8 other teams, 5 other teams, not choose to go that direction with Jalen Carter? It makes sense with the Eagles, because they're right there. They were a team that already went to the Super Bowl. They've paid a lot of their young players. They understand where they sit in this entire kind of place in the NFC, and trying to also equalize their biggest threats in their division, which is Dak Prescott. So I understand them taking that risk, and they think on that defensive line, on that defense, they have enough talent, enough veteran talent that can kind of steer Jalen Carter in the right way. That's not what the Bears had. They don't have that. And I think the big thing you have to remember is this is still an evaluation period for Justin Fields. They got him now a number one wide receiver. He has a young running back. He has Darnell Mooney. They've gotten him his tight end. And now they just got him one of the better, if not the best, tackle in this draft. And it's the fact that it's a tackle that makes you a little bit, has that meh feeling. And I could see Devin, why he's kind of fidgeting right there. We're going to get to Devin Singletary in just a second. But Darnell Wright, a big guy. You know, 330 pounds, over 6'3". He's huge. And at this point, you're looking at an offensive line of Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins, Lucas Patrick, Nate Davis, and Darnell Wright. It's a better offensive line, just on paper. But it's just kind of circumstances. It's not the sexy pick. It's not the fun pick. And there's a guy who, for a long time, and a lot of people's sports, was the best player available. But I don't think in a year where they have potentially two top 10 picks in their pick of Carolina's next year, depending on everything goes, they have to invest in their quarterback because they have to know into the future. And guess what? If they are right, Justin Fields is that guy and they're starting to build around him and he's had a good season, he stays healthy. Now you can invest on the defensive side because I promise you there's going to be studs next year too. And again, you set yourself up right. Marvin Harrison Jr. looks a lot nicer and a very cleaner offense, right? So there's a lot of things to get into, but let's get to Devin Singletary. I've been talking for so long. Of course, we thank you all for joining us, whether you were watching us on our live stream of the draft watch along or you're here on the Sports Cubicle. But Devin Singletary, I need to understand. I need to know the people are watching. You are watching. You have the thoughts, the opinions. You got the vibes. What are you feeling? I need to know. Point blank. Would you have picked Jalen Carter if you were the general manager of the Chicago Bears at number 9?
Me, yes. And it was clear here that the Bears liked Jalen Carter, but they were not in love with Jalen Carter here. And as I said it before, I'll say it again. I definitely think his controversy kind of made him fall down a little bit in the draft here because every mock draft I saw had Jalen Carter in the top 3 or the top 5 here. So it is a little surprising to see the Bears decided not to go after Jalen Carter, and especially to trade down to number 10, one pick down, and receive a fourth round draft pick next year. And I mean, other than guys like Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins, I really can't think of anyone who was drafted in the fourth round that's, you know, been a potentially really good or just good starter in this league.
Well, I think you had this sentiment a lot of people on Twitter do. It's the idea of they only went down one and they got a 2024 fourth rounder. It would have been nicer if they got in a bigger haul, but I think they just wanted to get out of that position. I think next year they are stacked in draft capital. And I believe they have like 3-4 fourth rounders. They have 2 first rounders, a couple threes, a couple twos. So they are ready for next year. They are ready. If they believe that they're on the cusp of doing something at the end of this coming up season, just wait for next year's draft. But Devin, I think you, me, Marvelous in the Marver Cave, Paulie as a Raiders fan, I think when it comes to draft, it's just a ride of emotions. But are you disappointed in the Darnell Wright pick?
I'll be honest, Mercado, I'm indifferent right here because, you know, looking at Darnell Wright's stats here, I did all my research in the past 6 minutes. And he's played all 13 games in his junior or senior year, so he's got it, you know, he's durable. He's got a big body, you know, carries all his weight well. He gives me bulldozer vibes, but I got more cons than pros here. He's more of a catcher and a deflector than a punter. He appears to be confused against the twist. He's more of a hugger than a technician. He has below average hand resets as a run blocker, and he might need to, you know, be in a shallow pocket here. And he's, you know, has very little blend in 2-point stance. And the worst thing of all, Mercado, he'll be having an overall of 78 in Madden, 24.
The thing I want to address, I think a lot of Bears fans and a lot of people, I don't think this is going to be the same thing as you've mentioned Mitch Trubisky before and some of these other picks where there's a Patrick Mahomes and there was a Deshaun Watson and there was quarterbacks and whatnot. This was more maybe what if. Oh, it was intriguing. It was enticing, but they made a smart move. They made the right move when it comes to the position they picked and the attributes. It's just whether or not it works out. It's the NFL draft, right? But I think that's the big thing. I don't think we'll be looking back at this of they could have had Jalen Carter. A lot of teams could have had Jalen Carter. They're not the only team that thought it wasn't a good idea. It's going to be interesting to see, like, Tyree Wilson. I thought he's kind of the stud. And Will Anderson, obviously. And we're still waiting to see what happens with Will Levis after four, the C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, and a Bryce Young already went. So this is a fascinating first round. But, Dev, your final thoughts on this draft night. The Bears moving down from number one to number nine a few weeks ago, getting a haul back, including DJ Moore. But on draft night, go down from number nine to number 10. After Jalen Carter falls all the way down to them, the Eagles pick him up, but the Bears get their potential right tackle for the future at Darnell Wright. Any final thoughts?
Well, the Bears have, you know, used their first round draft pick to draft guys like Kevin White, Cade McNown, Mitch Trubisky. And then for 2 years, they had no first round draft pick. So I can't be, you know, upset about Darnell Wright here. I mean, as I've said it before and said again, they need to build this team around Fields, and he's going to need a guy that can, you know, help prevent him from getting sacked so much or hit so much. He's not running for his life. So, I mean, anyone there, but, you know, who's really going to be the guy that's going to help this guy build here? And as Marver said it best, of course, I want this guy to succeed. You don't want your team to draft someone and have that guy fail. Why would you? But I'm just at the point where I'm indifferent here. I mean, I really don't think that Darnell Wright is going to win us games, but I don't think he's going to lose us games either here. So as you said, Mercado, he is a very safe but boring option here, and we'll just see what the Bears are going to do with the rest of their picks in this draft here. That's all I can say here. I mean, Darnell Wright was just okay, and I'm indifferent on this whole draft, Mercado. I will say that best. I am just indifferent on the drafting of Darnell Wright.
And with that, we want to thank each and every one of you who joined us over here on this Thursday, April 27, 2023, the first round of the NFL draft. Whether you're watching us with us live on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thesportscubicle, or watch along of the Bears making their selection at number 10, or right here on WCPT 820. Make sure you give us a like over on the YouTube channel, and of course, follow us on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. And we want to thank our friends over at Sheets and Giggles, our amazing friends. Guys, summertime is coming, so while you're hanging out on with the fan blowing and the air conditioning keeping you cool into sweet dreamland, make sure you're doing it in wonderful eucalyptus mattress and bedding. Make sure you're doing it in style. Check out our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Use the promo code THESPORTSCUBICLE, sports from the couch, for 15% off all bedding. We want to thank them for making this possible tonight, and we want to thank each and every one of you for making it possible and joining us and being such lovely people. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Thank you to the awesome one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, and Paul Shivari. And thank you to each and every one of you. The Bears have a new right tackle. They pick him at number 10. It's Tennessee's Darnell Wright. We'll have a lot to talk about as the Bears have a long draft week ahead of them. You got more coming up here on the Sports Cubicle. It's the marvelous one, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.